Ask artist Peregrine Honig if unhappiness in a relationship will lead to great art. Her answer, hell no. Her husband, Mark Sutherland, brings up something that was part of their marriage vows.
What's the famous Flaubert quote?
Here it is.
Peregrine brings it up on her cell phone.
Be regular and orderly in your life so that you may be violent and original in your work.
For Peregrine and Mark, that regular and orderly domestic life is the foundation they need to explore some dramatic ideas in their art. And part of creating that order has been developing some routines. They often begin their days at a coffee shop. This time it's Lil Freshy on the west side, just a few blocks from their apartment.
We usually can have this moment together where we sort of collect
our thoughts
for the day and just find out what each other are up to today.
And what the other one is supposed to do.
Right. And what the other one is supposed to do to help the other one today.
And with them, as always, is Tiny Beignet, a silky black-haired Papillon Chihuahua mix.
Oh, Beignet.
Peregrine and Mark are at the center of Kansas City's art scene, bringing people together for happenings like Mardi Gras and the 18th Street Fashion Show. That's 18th Street and the Crossroads, where Peregrine's lingerie shop, Birdies, is. She's also a painter, illustrator, and printmaker. She made a name for herself nationally with her delicate and disturbing watercolors of prepubescent girls. Mark plays experimental jazz. He makes playful horn sculptures and most recently has created fantastic environments for his performances, which involve costumes, dance, sculptural installations, food, and even live animals. Here he's playing saxophone with one of his groups, Snuff Jazz, on a recent gig at Grunauer in the Crossroads. Peregrine's from San Francisco, but moved to KC to attend the Art Institute. It was soon after she graduated that she began hanging out in the same circle of musicians and artists as Mark. She started making album covers and posters for him.
She was just really sort of beautiful and intriguing in a way that set her apart in my mind. And we always had a strange sort of respect for each other, I thought, in the midst of whatever's going on around us. There was like we were taking some kind of care for whatever future we had.
But nothing happened between them until Mark invited Peregrine on a road trip to Chicago in his 79 Cadillac.
And just a pile of 8-tracks in the back, and I just totally fell in love with him on the way there. I called my friend, I was like, this is the man I'm going to marry. This is it. I knew it. He rolls his eyes, but it was amazing.
That was 13 years ago. They married in 2006. And now...
our art world, whatever it is nearly fully integrated into our domestic life, our husband and wife-ery.
That's what you see when you walk into their ground floor loft apartment. The living room used to be Peregrine's exhibition space. It's now Mark's studio. His leather sculptures are drying on a work table. A giant mutant horn hangs from the ceiling, and shiny yellow honeycomb hexagons are stuck on one wall. And then there's the 30-foot couch.
Entire bands have slept just on this couch, like head to toe.
For Peregrine, living in the midst of making art comes naturally. For Mark, the chaos has taken a little getting used to. You might not think it from listening to his music, but he's the orderly, pragmatic one. He takes care of a lot of their errands and scheduling. She helps him think about big conceptual projects.
Peregrine sort of lives in a conceptual realm, which is why sometimes she's not always really great at, like, so what, you know, what time is this at? And she'll be like, I don't know, what day is it? You know, so... but then when you ask her, well, what do you think about, you know, this piece of art and how it relates to this? She just naturally is thinking that way. It's beautiful and fascinating and only occasionally annoying.
But Mark admits she's helped him talk about his art. He used to undermine it, calling it wacky jazz, and couldn't explain to other musicians why he wore costumes while he performed. He came to a turning point in his work when, 5 years ago, they hosted an installation in their loft by the artists Carolyn Hopkins and Stuart Lossie.
All of the elements of the interior had turned into these leaping deer and rabbits and squirrels, and then Stuart basically made a huge outdoor backdrop. So, and I can only say maybe some kind of, hyperdimensional sun object that was on a timer so it would just get blindingly bright.
And I loved waking up in our little lofted bedroom, stepping out and seeing this, just this beautiful and sort of fantastic installation.
I mean,
oh yeah, it was
really
great. I think every time I stepped into it, and I would come down and turn on the Super Sun and brush my teeth under the Super Sun.
Mark got permission to perform inside the installation, and he says it was an important moment for him.
I was already doing like Wee Snuff, where I was performing in crazy costumes on tiny instruments and doing these different things, but all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I can not only change this little world, I can transform even bigger worlds around me. I can even do more things to impact the music and visuals of what I'm doing. Let's change everything about everything.
Mark now makes these musical tableaus, collaborating with many performers, musicians, and artists, including Peregrine, of course. He's currently working on a piece called No More Nomads, about the end of nomadic cultures around the world. We're hearing some of the music for that now. Peregrine's recently stepped up some of her more money-making ventures so that Mark could quit his job cleaning and repairing instruments to focus on this project full-time. It's part of the give and take of their relationship.
Your relationship with your art is almost, I don't know, it can almost feel like it's a separate coupling that you have with your creative self. So when you get to spend more time with your creative self than I get to spend with my creative self, you know, it can get jealous.
With all their collaborative work, there are aspects to each other's creativity that Mark and Peregrine keep separate. She's not schooled in music, and he says he can't begin to understand how she turns the chaos of her process into clean and delicate art.
And it's still sort of a mystery to me, and I always sort of want it to be.
Instead of finding inspiration in conflict, like Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, Mark Sutherland and Peregrine Honig say they need consistency and comfort in their relationship, so they have the strength to tackle the chaos and explosiveness of their ideas.